Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian about preparations that were made for this winter season.
In preparation for a lot of the conditions that we see on the roads here in the winter, what are some of the things that we're working on?
Just like every fall, we typically get our equipment ready to go in October. So far as the equipment maintenance, we've been through any major issues with our plows and trucks, lights, and salt and sand spreading equipment. And throughout the summer, we take our delivery of our salt, so we do have an appropriate amount of salt ready for the year. Typical average winter for Marion County is around 1,200 tons of salt used, and we have the ability to store around 3,000 tons. So we have double what would be a normal winter's use, which is more than what we have had in the past, which eliminates some of the concern for a shortage if we do have an above average or a really nasty winter. So as far as being ready, our salt and sand sheds are full. Our equipment's ready to go, and we will do one last check on everything today, this afternoon. Some weather forecasted in the near future just to make sure all lights are working and equipment's ready to go, and try to eliminate any breakdowns so we can keep the plows out on the road and get things cleared off as quick as possible.
I mean, as we're talking about this, obviously something that comes up every year but never really loses its importance is just road safety, especially on rural roads in the winter. Don't want people to get stuck out there. What can you say about that?
You know, the main thing would be for drivers to realize when conditions are not favorable for driving the speed limit and slow down, and pay special attention to when our plows are out. We try to make notification to local media, put that out on our social media pages, and notify the sheriff what our plowing operations are going to be. For the driver, they need to make a concerted effort to slow down, realize when the conditions are icy or snowy, eliminate distractions, because you can quickly drive up on behind a snow plow and not realize they're there with a big cloud of snow potentially behind that large vehicle. As far as our safety, we try to do periodic checks throughout the day to clean off our amber beacons, so making sure our plow trucks are visible for the traveling public. And we try to do a good job of getting out there as quick as possible in the mornings for the morning commute. Our typical operations start at 4 a.m. in the morning for an overnight snow. We start at 4 a.m. and we try to get a couple passes on each road prior to the kind of 6 a.m. morning rush. And then we'll continue on as long as possible, or as long as necessary, to get the paved roads clear. Sometimes that'll take more than 8 hours, so we'll work overtime if we have to. And there's times when the roads appear to be clear, and we make one final pass to get the slush off so we don't have any refreeze in the next night.
And I was kind of interested to learn. I didn't know that in the winter season, I mean, that really is your greatest amount of overtime expense. I mean, we've made some efficiency gains with experimental work weeks in the summer, but on the other side of that, in the winter, it seems we have a lot of expenses just based on the amount of snow that we have. I have to get out on the roads, and sometimes at odd hours.
That's right. Most of our budgeted overtime, or a good majority of our budgeted overtime for our employees, is for that winter or snow and ice removal operations, is what we call it. There's very little budgeted overtime for summertime work. Now, occasionally we do have flooding issues that come up where we need to work overtime, but generally that overtime is budgeted in the wintertime for snow and ice removal.
I learned a ton of salt does not cost as much as someone might think it would.
I mean, it's definitely more expensive than the sand and rock that we buy and put on the gravel roads, but what we're looking at is about $65 to $70 per ton of salt, straight salt, and then we mix that at a 60-40 mixture with sand, and the sand's about $9 a ton. So a typical budget for our material purchases for snow and ice removal would be about $100,000. You know, a lot of times we'll have a lighter year, lighter winter, where we don't use as much. Well, our salt sheds were already full going into the winter, so the savings is realized in the next fiscal year, where we don't have to buy as much in the off season to replenish our sheds. That was the case this past year. Actually, the past couple years have been pretty light winters. So unlike a typical $100,000 material budget, we budgeted about $68,000 for the current fiscal year.
So I guess just in closing here, we're really prepared for winter.
We're definitely prepared here at the road department. Definitely not looking forward to it, but we're definitely ready with our equipment and our materials, and we encourage the drivers to eliminate distractions, slow down, and use good judgment when driving on icy or snow roads.
Thanks again to Tyler Christian. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.